For our Healthy Eats segment this week, registered dietitian Maureen Franklin is here to tell us all about the DASH diet.
Hello. I thought it would be interesting to talk to people about the DASH plan because I think it's a very underused plan. The basic, what it stands for, is Dietary Approaches to Stopping Hypertension. And I think as we work with clients, people always know their blood pressure and they know the concerns about blood pressure, but a lot of times they don't know how to put it into perspective when you're talking about the diet. I find the DASH plan a very user-friendly diet. People can look at it. They can go on the website, the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute, which is a wonderful website. There is a whole booklet on the DASH plan. It talks about the diet. It talks about the other important components to be heart healthy, about exercise, not smoking, maintaining your weight. The beauty of it, what I love, is it's basic food. It doesn't have to be gourmet food. It doesn't have to be something that you have to spend a lot of money on. It's just your basic food. The basic emphasis of it is more fruits and vegetables, which we all talk about and we all know about, more whole grains, which is the emphasis, less of your protein sources, more lean meats. It's not excluded, but it's saying try to eat less of it. Fats, the good fats, the nuts, the seeds, the olive oil. The fruits and vegetables, we're really trying to make a big emphasis with that with the DASH plan. They tend to be very good for your content of potassium, magnesium, low in calories, high in fiber, and that's the other component. It's basically all your beautiful meal plans and your dietary approaches. It's looking at lower saturated fat. It's looking at lower fat. It's looking at higher potassium, as I said, magnesium, lean protein sources. It's just a great, great plan that I don't think people know enough about. And I think, as again, they don't tend to use it. One of the things I work with when I work with clients, they always ask me about menus. You can go on this website. It has a whole week's worth of menus. Wonderfully set up. Day one, what to do. Day two, day three. Then the other beauty of this is the component is based, again, we're talking about blood pressure concerns, trying to get your blood pressure under control or prevent hypertension. They have two different levels of a sodium restriction in this plan. 2,300 milligrams or 1,500 milligrams. So depending on where you are in terms of your medical situation, you can look and say, well, my doctor's a little concerned. He thinks my blood pressure is creeping up. You could pick the 2,300 milligram plan. Or if you already have high blood pressure on medication, always stay on your medication, talk with your doctor, but then say, well, maybe I need to try the lower level in terms of it. Is it difficult to follow? No. Very easy, wonderful, wonderful plan. So I encourage people to go on the website and to utilize it.